We're getting in here. We're starting it. Starting it right now. If you're here, thanks for being here.
Ready, three, two.
Wait, did you do the, you didn't do the thing. Did you?
What?
Oh, the pin shoot. Thing? Oh, we got one more thing. One more thing to do. If y'all wanted to ask questions, this is how you do it. But all right, and we're all recording on the phones and stuff, yeah? Mm-hmm. All right, let me know if my phone runs out of space. If y'all were here earlier, you know Cakes upgraded his phone, but he didn't upgrade mine, so... Alright, game on.
Nick.
Yes. Are you ready, Freddy?
Come on, bro. That's my thing, bro.
Wait, did you pin it?
Yeah, I pinned it, bro.
Alright, made it in. There it is. It's pinned. Okay.
Are you ready?
Sweaty.
Freddy.
Are you ready, Freddy? I'm ready, dude.
Are you ready, Freddy?
Let's go. You got
episode 21, bro.
Also, we go live on TikTok and grab questions before we do these sometimes.
So a lot of these are from TikTok. And...
Alright. So you pin?
Yep. Nick,
yes.
This is what I need to know from you, bro.
I hope you do need to know something good, because your questions have been adequate.
Well, I haven't been asking them. It's been the people on TikTok. So why don't you take it up with them?
Okay. All right, hit me with something.
What?
Who texted me? Who said it? Oh, we're good. All right, come on.
All right, bro. What fruit are you?
Pineapple.
No. Don't plug your song. There's a time and place, bro. Don't plug your song.
You fed me that. You fed that to me. You didn't really think I was going
to
say that?
I knew that you were going to, but I was like, maybe he'll shelf it. He'll put his ego aside. And he'll
laid
like,
it. You laid it up. You jellied that joint, right? You was coming down the lane, and I cleared it for you, and then you just laid it up.
Pick something else,
dude. Something else? Okay, you really let me think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude. If you... Okay. Why don't you pick
when
for
I had,
me?
When
why
I had...
Pick, what kind of fruit am I?
You. Yeah, that's a better question. What kind of fruit are you? Hold on. Okay, I can't. I don't think you guys can read my text, can you? Okay. If you were a fruit.
Yeah.
You'd be. How do you say anything else?
Okay. All right, let me answer for you.
No, let me.
Give me a minute.
I got you.
Okay.
A mango. Short, fat.
I almost cussed. Oh, man. I almost cussed. You almost caught me slipping.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay,
I'm
bro.
Kidding. What would you be?
What would I be? I'm like a...
What am I?
No, you're a pomegranate. I don't know how to explain it, but you're a pomegranate.
I'm okay with that.
That's yeah. what I'm saying.
Yeah, because in my mind, pomegranate, like, you don't see them much, but when you do, you really enjoy them.
You open them up, just stick your hands inside, and just...
No, it's a spoon. It's
just
a spoon.
Take your time.
Just, like, you eat the little pieces, you eat them one at a time. Like, if you have too much pomegranate, you know, that might be not so good, but, like, you know...
Really savor the flavor.
In doses, pomegranate, like, I can't think of a better fruit.
Well, I have never had one. I've never had a pomegranate. I've never seen a pomegranate. I've had pomegranate-flavored things...
But you've never seen a pomegranate.
No. I know it's like you
Stop.
Cut it up. There's like beads inside of it, right? No, like seriously. You open it, it's like black in the middle. Or is it purple? What color is it? You know. Open it, it's like a ball pit in there, right?
Why is this? Why?
I've never had one. Oh, I know it takes a while to eat though, right?
Like, how do you know everything about them, but I've never seen one?
I don't know. I really don't.
You've never seen one, but you know how to describe them?
Yeah.
You've seen one.
I've seen pictures.
You've seen a picture of pomegranate. You ain't seen a pomegranate in real life.
Right.
You never palmed a pomegranate.
I've never palmed a pomegranate.
I'm gonna get you one tomorrow.
I thought that they were exotic. I thought there was a certain season. And it was like February, and then you just couldn't get them other than that.
We're going to go get them tomorrow, because I'm sure they got one at least somewhere. We're going to get them tomorrow. And we're going to Fruit Ninja for the pineapple music video.
Ooh.
And then you can eat them.
All right. So what fruit am I?
You. I told you.
I don't
a different one. You want
yeah,
a better
give
one?
Give me like the actual answer.
Okay.
You're saying
right.
mango, but it's
no,
not
no,
mango.
No, it's fine. You're a kiwi.
Okay. Next question.
I'm just saying, like, you're very cute. Small.
Okay. Nah, bro. I'm like
you're like sweet and sour.
Yeah. Okay. No, bro. If I'm a fruit, bro. I am nothing less
than
a Snapdragon apple.
What did you say?
A snap? Have you ever had one?
I'm just saying, if I'm an apple, I'm a Honey Crisp.
I'm a fine apple.
No, I'm a Honey Crisp.
Honey Crisp. Yeah, that's my second. You have to change your life, dude. You need a Snapdragon apple.
A Snapdragon? A Snappity Wawa?
A Snapdragon apple. I'm not sure if it's the name brand of the apple or if it's the flavor of the apple, but either way, you gotta try this apple, bro. Honey Crisp was my go-to.
I feel like that's a smoothie you got somewhere.
No.
Like, you want the Snapdragon apple smoothie?
And it's not like, I would love one. That sounds delicious. It legitimately was my and I only had them when I lived in Towson.
Uh-huh.
And I got them from Safeway. So I don't know if that's the move, like if only Safeway carries, but
yeah. Okay.
All right, dude.
Uh-huh.
We talked about that for way too long.
I mean, you laid it up.
All right, bro. Okay,
yeah, go ahead.
I know you're super bougie about your water, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a question.
Okay.
Do you prefer cold water or room temperature water?
Here's the thing. Because I read an article, probably one or a half of one, maybe the first paragraph.
From what? From what source?
You know, the internet. And it said, room temperature water is better for your digestion, and that's how your body is meant to drink it. So, because I go out of my way to do stuff that I think is better for my body, I drink a lot of room temperature water. Now, the water I had a second ago came out of the fridge.
Right.
It's because it's warm outside now, and I like the water a little colder. But I keep water also in my car, and I just drink it warm room temperature or outside temperature.
That was the longest answer that you could have ever
given. But you know what
to
I mean.
Simplest, yeah, I know. I'm a room temperature guy.
You prefer it?
I prefer, yeah.
Because I probably prefer cold water.
No.
But I do the other one.
No. Room temperature, bro, it's like, it just tastes better. When it's cold,
sorry.
I got sensitive teeth, bro.
Sorry.
Hurts my teeth.
No, Deer Park water at 33 degrees, like right before freezing, there's no better experience on the planet.
Well, probably 7-Eleven Select, because you thought it was Deer Park, so.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Well, that's because the water had warmed up by the time we got it. Because
you were an idiot.
No, if you give me water fresh out of the fridge, we'll do it another time. We'll talk about it another time.
All right, bro. Well,
you had a questions.
Way less than I remember. All right. Okay, I guess this is more of a question for me, but someone asked me on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
If you had to listen to Fineapple on loop.
Okay.
How many times through could you listen to it before you give up and just, like, end your life?
That's what somebody said.
Yeah.
And your answer was unlimited. I love that song. I would volunteer. That's what you said. You said, well, actually, I would volunteer to listen to that song over and over again on loop. You would volunteer it, and you would enjoy it, and then that would be the end of it. And you would live a very long, happy life because you were a big fan of the experience, and you would want more of that type of experience in your life.
18
what? Times?
18 times?
18 times. Don't do that, dude.
Bro, have you listened to that song?
Just play it.
More than back-to-back, like more than 4 times.
Me? When I respond to TikTok comments, because my thumbs are absolutely sore. That joint is playing in the background the whole time, and I'm pretty sure I have the strongest thumbs
bro,
in the game.
Bro, I get to see myself in, like, an insane asylum when they're, like, waterboarding me and torture me, and they're just like, you wanna live in the mind,
look at the world, come back. Okay.
You want the next question?
Yep.
Bro, I'm trying to plug your song.
Yeah, I get it. Thank you.
If you guys haven't listened to it,
don't. I mean, that's a good friend. He's gonna plug it for
me. No, guys, for real. And I'm gonna hype you up for a second, guys. He's got a song called Fineapple that's out, and it's number 4 on viral in the United States. That's crazy. This guy.
Number four. This hat makes my ears look big.
In the United States.
This hat makes my ears look big. Number 4 and number 3 in Canada.
Bro.
Number 3 in Canada.
No, he's so good, bro. Like, honestly, like, you're really talented.
Why is he doing this? Did somebody pay him? Did somebody super chat him? somebody super chat him to say that? I don't know what is happening.
No, but honestly, the song is really good, and a lot of good things are coming your way, and I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel like there was nothing coming. Thanks, bro.
You know, you gotta pepper in some like actual genuineness every now and then, just to confuse you.
It worked. It worked. It totally worked.
Check out a song or don't. Whatever. Who do you pick in Mario Kart?
Oh, this is great. Mario Kart's different than Mario.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Luigi guy, hands down, right? There's no doubt that I'm a Luigi guy. Are you a Mario guy? No, you're not a Mario guy. It is clearly obvious Luigi is faster and a higher jumper. It is completely.
Are you asking me between the two, or like of all the characters I can select?
No, those are the only two that you can select. I'm talking about Mario.
Oh, and Mario.
Mario.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only two I can pick from, Luigi or Mario.
Are you picking Luigi or are you picking Mario?
Mario.
Are you serious?
Luigi's like, he's like the dumb.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
Stepbrother.
You pick Mario. You foot raced him. Luigi is clearly the fast one, and that's
Luigi's an idiot, bro.
That's half the battle.
The best thing he ever did was suck up ghosts in a haunted mansion.
And he's taller, so he's hitting the blocks that much faster, dude. Shells coming out, coins coming out. Go 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 go. You know you got to jump at the end of the joint, grab the flag, and ride it down.
Yeah.
Who you want? Luigi got longer arms.
Why is Luigi even there, bro? Mario's there to get the princess, right? To get Peach. Luigi's just along for the ride? Like, what's he get out of the deal?
His brother,
just
right?
Just to help his brother.
They're brothers.
Yeah.
He was probably just called him and was like, hey, dude, freaking Bowser took Peach.
Again?
He's like, I'll be there. I got you, bro.
I saw something that was like, I don't understand how this man gets his girl kidnapped from like a fire-breathing dragon again and again and again, but then we'll go go-karting with him? On a regular basis?
He's like, yeah, and then, you know, let's just put that stuff in
there. Just for the weekend.
Let's put it behind us. We're just a tournament. We're all friends here. He's like, I'm going to beat him, though. All right, but in the Mario Kart scenario.
Who are you picking, bro?
Who in the Mario Kart? I think I would need to look at the thing, because okay. For some reason.
You need me to like, kind of
run them through.
I'm not sure of all of them.
You're going to forget some.
Yeah, for sure. We got Mario, Luigi, yeah. Yoshi, Toad, Bowser.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Luigi. I remember now. I'm Luigi. Because when you said Toad, I was like, okay, my wife always picks Toad. I'm Luigi. Yeah, I'm Luigi.
Yoshi. There's only one answer. Everyone fights over Yoshi. You can't not pick Yoshi. It's either Yoshi or Toad. And the fact that you're picking Luigi voluntarily is like, Nick, I seriously question what is going on in your head, because I think that you're an idiot.
I'd be racing to get Luigi.
Nobody's competing with
you.
Oh,
and it's a battle.
No, it's not.
I mean, I got to left, left, right, right, click. I'm in there. I'm quick. Bow, 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 quick.
Bro.
What?
Nobody.
I'm the fastest guy out there, dog.
Everyone could be like gearing up to play on the N64. And like your three boys are in there. You're grabbing a drink. You could take 5 minutes to make yourself you can make yourself a snack, a pizza. Then by the time you get back, Luigi will still be available.
You think so?
I know. Yeah, I know so.
So who are they picking? They're picking Yoshi, Toad, and what's the other one? Who's picking before Luigi?
Bowser.
No one picking Bowser.
I pick Bowser.
He's the biggest, slowest guy you can pick.
Bro, they're all the same speed, bro.
Nah, Luigi's fastest.
But you want to know something that's special about Bowser in the N64 game that you probably didn't know? If you run into the back of him, his turtle shell will knock you out. Something to think about.
Yeah, Luigi is all I'm thinking about.
Bro, nobody wants an elongated Mario, bro.
I do. Okay. And he's green.
I don't know why, but it makes perfect sense that you're a Luigi guy.
I'm a Luigi guy. Without a doubt. Hands down, I'm a Luigi
guy. If you shave, bro.
I'd be Luigi. Got a little mustache going. Does Luigi have a mustache?
Yeah.
Green hat and a mustache.
Yep.
And Mario's just red hat and a mustache.
Yeah, because Luigi's a copycat. You know, in the original game.
You know what it makes me think of? I'm Luigi and you're short. You're Mario. I'm Luigi and you're a little Mario. That's us. That's us, dude. I'm Luigi and you're Mario.
Yeah.
Shorter and keep getting your girl stole.
I'm the main character. Just saving the world. You're helping me out because you got nothing better to do.
You need my help.
Okay.
You call me in for reinforcements.
I call you in when I don't feel like doing something. I'm like, hey, we got the lava level. You up, bro?
Is that really?
Good luck.
And I just go in and handle my business, and then I get back out?
I guess, unless you die.
Are you letting me keep the coins?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bro, I really went through all these comments. All right, would you switch lives or bodies with me?
Didn't we say that already?
We did the Freaky Friday thing.
That's the same thing.
Okay, yeah. Never mind. Skip that. Who would win in a fight, a bear or a lion?
A bear or a lion in a fight?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, because I'm thinking about it.
I change it. No. Who would win in a fight? Because we talk about bears a lot. Who would win in a fight, a rhinoceros or a lion?
A lion.
Switching it up, bro. Oh, you already picked? You want a lion? Yeah. Just straight up, you didn't even think about it.
What's a rhino gonna do?
A horn, bro.
It's not gonna get a chance to get him. They're too slow.
No, they're not, bro. They're thick skin.
A lion is a cat.
Bro, a rhinoceros' skin. You don't know that saying? Thicker than a rhinoceros' skin?
You don't know the saying cats got 9 lives and they quick and agilic?
Lions aren't cats, bro.
They got agility. They always land on their feet. They can jump, dodge, dart. A rhino not handling no lion. That rhino on that rhino's back, no. That lion's on that rhino's back. Gnawing on the horn, bruh. Picking on him.
Bro, rhinoceros run in herds, so you know you know for hey, Matt, a fact.
What's a rhino doing with a lion on his back? Riddle me that. He's not doing that. He ain't doing that. He's not doing it.
Bro, you know they curve back, right?
Who doing what?
The rhino, the horn on his head curves back. You could stab him.
What's he going to do? That's for lifting people up and throwing them.
That's pretty dope.
That is cool. That is quite unique. Yeah, but still, the lion, nah. I got my money on the lion. Yeah. I got my money on the lion, without a doubt.
I don't know why you're so confident about that answer. Could you take a rhinoceros? We're not talking about that.
You and I haven't even talking about it.
Yeah, cool.
Could I take a rhinoceros?
Okay, 101.
101 versus rhinoceros.
Could you take a rhinoceros in a fight? Please don't be disrespectful.
Do you think I could outrun a rhinoceros?
No.
Excuse me?
No.
How fast can rhinoceroses run?
Fast.
12 miles an hour? 12 miles an hour? Anything go faster than 12 miles an hour?
Yep.
I mean, that's a lot of weight to throw around.
So you're going into the fight just running away? That's your strategy?
That's how I go into a lot of my fights.
That's fair.
No, rhino. I mean, what? I got no weapons. Just my bare hands.
Yeah, your bare hands.
Do I have?
No.
The thing that puts rhinos to sleep.
A pokey flute.
Like a. Dinosaurs out, and you can cut his horn off. Like the people dinosaurs or rhinosaurs.
Rhinoceroses.
The people that save rhinos. What? Because from poachers, you know that. That's a big problem.
Bro, nobody's poaching a rhinoceros. You can't cut through its skin.
No, there's a lot of people poaching rhinoceros for their horns because their horns go for a lot of money on the black market. Did you not watch the Dude Perfect documentary?
No.
The bucket list.
No.
The Dude Perfect bucket list. Yeah, very informative. Very informative. There's people out there that go, they fly in helicopters, they find packs of rhinos. And they do it with a gun, with a sleeping aid, tranquilizer, and they put them down. They go up. They saw their horns off, so that people will not kill rhinos because they're endangered. They're losing them in too many high numbers, and then the rhinos' horns will grow back eventually. And then they go back and they cut them off again, so that the poachers will not kill rhinos and take their horns and sell them on the black market.
How are you gonna fight it?
Oh, you know, there's no way I can.
Would
win.
Would you try to rip its horn out?
I'm gonna tell you this: there's no way I can win against a rhino, but I will not lose to a rhino. We're just gonna like mutually agree, like, look, dude.
Like you're just gonna tire him out.
Well, we're just gonna like talk about it for a sec, and then we're gonna be like, look, I know I can't get through your skin, and you can't catch me.
Like,
so.
He's going to get to a point where he's just tired, and you give up because, you know, you're not strong.
Yeah.
And then you just...
Exactly. I know I'm not... Ways. I cannot take down a rhino, but a rhino cannot keep up with me. So we're gonna
I'm glad that you said that you couldn't take it because I was about.
Well, to, I can't. No,
I was about to walk out of the podcast.
I don't lie.
Nick,
what?
How many miles do you think you've walked in your lifetime?
Wow. How many miles do I think I've walked in my lifetime?
Yeah, that's.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, somebody Google this real quick. What's the average a human miles walks in their lifetime? Miles. I think I've walked.
Right.
In my lifetime. 130,000 miles.
130,000?
Well, I feel like that's close. If not, I got it. Not be far away. In my lifetime, well, I guess I was thinking in my lifetime.
130,000. But
up till
now,
up to like the day of me right now. I mean, I wouldn't. Let's just do the math. Let's just pretend
per day. How many miles?
Yeah, how many? You guys ever wore a Fitbit? You ever wore a Fitbit or an Apple?
No, my thing tracks it.
How far do you walk on a day?
It varies. Sometimes, like I'll go on walks on purpose.
20 miles.
A day? No, what?
No, I'm saying it could be if you went on a walk on purpose.
No.
How many miles are you walking? 5 miles a day?
When so I go five, on walks, I
five
go...
5 miles times 365?
No, I say on average. On average, like median. Like some days I don't leave my house, so it's like...
I'm telling you. So 5 miles.
5 miles is a lot, bro.
Times 365.
I think it's like two.
Somebody commenting it yet?
All right, we have...
I told you I wasn't far away.
110,000?
I said 130-something. In my lifetime.
No, I was thinking you said up to this point.
Look, now somebody said, whoa.
Someone said 216 million.
All right.
Do you think if you were given your entire life and had the food and water supplies available and the oxygen in space that you could walk to the moon?
Excuse me. I had unlimited time.
No, just until you, like the moment you learn to walk until the
I'm
day
pretty
that
you sure,
die.
I'm pretty sure it's impossible. Is it a light year away?
No.
Two.
Nope.
100,000 miles.
It's like 200,000 plus. Yeah. Around 200,000.
Yeah, I could get to the moon.
Could you get to the moon and walk back?
Hmm? I would jog sometimes.
No, you're not allowed.
Not allowed to jog?
No.
Can I speed walk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do it, yeah. I'll be back for Christmas.
Christmas?
Hey.
This year?
What's today? March?
May? What? All right, we got $25 super chat. It was great because I was running out of questions. This comes from Isaac Parker, and he says,
"Isaac,
if your life was a movie, what songs would be on the soundtrack?" Nick,
if you fruit, you be. Okay, thank you for setting that up for me, Isaac.
If your life was a movie, I can't even read this.
Yeah.
If your life was a movie, what would your song soundtrack?
I don't know how to say it. I've never looked up how to pronounce his name. But Bon Iver or Bon Iver, he's on that joint. Like people got Pineapple. Pineapple has entered the chat. If you a fruit, you'll be a fine apple. If you a word, you'll be the fine print. No? Okay. Definitely some.
I want to draw my hand and time.
Definitely some Bon Iver. Some Bon, yeah, Skinny Love, yeah, like that, like them vibes, like them. They just kind of chill, you know. They calming.
Who's that dude that makes the banana pancake song? Whenever
I
hear
that, Jack Johnson.
I think of you when I hear Jack Johnson.
Who's on your movie soundtrack?
Oh, I got. Are we talking like artists or like songs, bro?
I think you pick. There's who. What's on your soundtrack? You can go number five.
I just love like.
No, we got to think about your life.
My life.
Yeah,
like soundtrack.
Not your favorite artist. Your life.
Okay. Thinking like.
Come on, you got something in there.
X gonna give it to you.
He gonna give it to you.
X gonna give it to you. Go give it to you. I don't even know the lyrics. That's all I know.
Yeah, that ain't bad, but that doesn't fit you at all. That is not your energy.
Did you know me before 2.5 years ago? Different guy.
No.
Way more aggressive. No, okay. Bro, I'm like a...
X gonna give it to you. Rip DMX. Rest in peace.
Rip. Yep. Bro, I don't know. What's your vibes to me? Like, you're a Jack Johnson for me. Like, what am I to you, bro?
What are you to me? You are... I'm gonna tell you.
I'm listening.
A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, no, baby, you and
don't,
me.
Don't Jackson 5 me, bro.
That's what you'd be.
No, just like, bro. Give me something like a little bit more.
Like nobody, what?
Give me something a little bit more cool.
You want something cool? Yeah, cool. Okay. Yeah, when I think about you,
yeah,
in a soundtrack for your life,
uh-huh,
I think I'm definitely thinking 3 a.m. Matchbox 20.
How's that? What is that?
No, you know what? I gotta. This is what I think of when I think of him. Since you've been gone, yeah, yeah, we're here to be for the first time. All
right, we're moving on. What is that? Why, bro? Just give me like All Star Smash Mouth. Like,
no, that was on your zombie killing playlist.
Yeah, I mean that's my soundtrack, bro.
Hey, you got some Avril Lavigne.
We got another one from Isaac.
Isaac, back to back.
All right, bro.
Ooh, all right, all right, all right, all right,
bro. All
right.
If coffee,
yeah, was illegal, where do you think this? What do you think the street name? What do you think the street name would be?
And Nick, if coffee was illegal, what would this? What would the street name be?
I'll tell you.
Like if it was a drug.
Yeah, if it was a drug, it would be called Static. Cause that joint be making my brain itch when I drink it.
No, that joint be called.
That
joint be called like
Hyper Bean.
No, that joint be called like. Like that cocoa powder, dude.
What do you say to me?
That cocoa powder.
Why are you looking at me like that when you say it?
You mean that cocoa powder? You got any
cocoa?
You
got any cocoa powder? Cocoa powder? No.
You got any more cocoa powder?
Wait, if coffee wasn't it, would they be like try to powderize that joint? Would they people be snorting coffee beans?
You tell me, dude. You're the.
Would people be snorting coffee beans? Like, how would they do? Are they smoking coffee beans? Or would it be the
coffee? I think coffee bean leaf. Like the ground. Like,
the coffee bean leaf?
Oh my gosh.
Coming in hot.
Everybody coming in hot.
The coffee bean leaf? Or is it?
No, I'm thinking like the ground, like ground coffee. Like
you would ground, okay. Wait, no. The bean.
No. Coffee, bro.
Yeah, you have to ground a coffee bean to get the grounds.
Right. So
don't say right like you knew. You did not know that? Did you not know that? Stop it. You knew it. You didn't know it.
I knew it comes from a bean.
You said, no, not the bean, the grounds.
Yeah.
That's where the grounds come from, the bean.
No. Stop, bro.
They take a bean and they ground it. Stop. You playing with me. Don't play with me.
I'll play with you.
Good night. I was about
I'll play with you, bro.
All right, so what would it be called? You said you could, give me that cocoa powder. How'd you call it? Cocoa powder.
I'm cuckoo for cocoa
powder's powder. Already a thing. That'd be the slango.
The slang. Oh, you're talking about like the legal term.
No, the I the told s- you
street name.
That zone is the hyper bean.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Go ahead. Give me that.
Yeah. Next one.
Give me that. Give me that brown sugar. Brown sugar.
Brown
dude.
Okay, I mean, I don't know whether to...
Give me that brown sugar.
Would you rather be super hot all the time and you can't cool down or freezing all the time and you can't warm up?
Yeah, just ask me again for TikTok.
Huh?
To ask me again for TikTok while you're in front.
I did, just now. Would you rather be super hot all the time and can't cool down or super cold all the time and can't heat up?
Probably super hot all the time and can't cool down because that's my life. Filming this podcast, bro. I'm always sweating, bro.
I mean, you got a hoodie on. That's a good point. Why you sweat so much?
It's hot in here,
bro. I can't. No, it's not.
You shut the windows. You turn the AC off. There's no fan circulating.
I think I would pick hot. Although, I do not do good when I'm hot.
I don't do good when I'm cold.
That's what I'm
Neither
trying to say.
Neither do you.
No, either or. That's what I'm saying.
You're bad.
I'm bad on both ends. But if I had to pick...
When you were in that pool...
It was Bad News Bears, dude.
I was like... Bro, I felt I wish I could give you some of my body fat. I felt terrible.
I was doing this, dude. I was...
You look like you were on that cocoa powder.
On that street coffee. Dude, I mean, it was freezing, bro. I could not. Yeah, I'm definitely going... I'm going hot.
Have you ever used a... An electric blanket?
Yeah.
Is that like commonplace? Because
yeah, you don't have one.
I tried one for the first time.
Yeah, people have them.
Okay. Yeah, it was great.
Nothing new.
All right. Here's the last question. If you had a vision of it, would you rather see the time of your death or the location?
Why you gotta ask this one?
Bro,
why
if you had, if you,
I've been skipping these type of questions.
If you had a vision of it,
now
would
we
you
have to
see,
do it.
If you had a vision of it, would you rather see the time of your death or the location? Bro, give me a location. I'd rather just be like, as soon as I see it, I'm like, all right,
your location, and I'll be. I'm a racing and I just need the time and place to come to. Send me your location and I'll be done operation and I just need the time and place to come to. You know what I mean? Yeah. Clap with me. Send me your location and I'll be your vibration and I just need the time and place to come to. Yeah, little Khalid. Yeah, little Khalid on the podcast. Alright,
so what's the answer, dude?
I think
stop
that's
dodging.
How you pronounce his name, Khalid. It could be Cat. Yeah,
which,
Khalid.
Which one would you want, dude?
Oh, which one would I do? Send me your location.
No, bro, stop. Which one? Which one? The answer's place. Don't act like it's not.
I guess the time.
The time?
I guess
like the year and like exact time, or
I
just
guess.
Like the time of day. So every day, like
every day, you're like, well, I guess it would have to be
maybe
the,
it's now.
No, it would have to be like the exact time, right? Like the time and the day and
maybe,
the year.
Yeah,
and
maybe it's just like the hour.
The
of
hour.
The then every day you're on edge, dude.
But then,
like
if you knew the location, like, you would just avoid the location.
Yeah, unless it's like a place that you've never been, and like you see it in a vision, but you've never been there, and then you see it in your life, and you're like, oh. And then you just run away, dude.
All right. Well, now you guys know how to get longer podcasts out of us.
Yeah, thanks.
You guys wanted an hour podcast. If you keep super chatting, we're going to have
Isaac
longer podcasts.
Hello, bread.
Isaac, you're a goat. Okay, bunch of nose.
If you punch yourself and it hurts, are you weak or are you strong?
Hey.
Hey, Nick.
If me, punch yourself and it hurts, are you weak or are you strong? Are you weaker? You gotta do it. No, wait, where are you doing it? In the face? Are you gonna punch yourself in the face?
I wasn't, but now you're setting me up to where I basically have to.
You're gonna punch yourself in the face?
I guess I have to now, bro.
Okay. I do it. Wait, where? In the forehead? In the jaw?
Whatever happens.
In the temple. I'm nervous for you.
Okay.
I'm gonna say I think you're weak. Or you're strong.
Don't do that.
No, just one time. How hard are you gonna do it? Really hard? How hard are you gonna do it? Oh no. Wait, how hard? Not super hard. Super
you're
hard.
Stressing me out. Stop
no, I'm
talking.
Stressing.
Stop talking. You're
okay,
stressing
no,
me out.
No, I'm not stressed. I'm not stressed. Are you stressed?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, you gonna do it? How hard are you gonna do it? You're going there. You're going cheekbone. Wait, that's a temple. You hit yourself in the forehead? Oh, I hit myself in the head. Oh, Isaac, you did that on purpose, you dirty dog. Hold on. What's he doing down there?
Grab it up, dude.
Wait, so are you weak or are you strong?
I'm pretty strong, bro.
Are you sure?
I've been hitting the gym a little too much, dude.
He thinks he's strong. I'm definitely going weak because that joint looked like a little baby did it. That joint looked like a baby smacked him. Yeah. Ain't no way. He's gone. I don't know when he's coming back. What do you guys want to do now? Because at this point, he's out. He's out of here. Yeah, he's done. We've lost him. I might be the sole member of the Freddy Show. So, you got to take some applications. so, I knocked out. Yeah, he gone. Yeah, Cakes is slightly lower to the ground than normal. Somebody said, let's just vibe to Fineapple. All right, well, thanks for listening to the podcast. We're going to vibe to Fineapple. I'm gonna put it on. Thanks for listening. If you like the stuff that you like, then we have ways to support merchandise and Patreon. Thanks for listening. See ya.